And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, March the 16th, 2019. Season 13, episode number 10. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
Welcome everybody to In-Game Chat. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can find us out there on the Facebook pages as In-Game Chat as well. We have email. Everyone.
What?
I know, right? Everyone at ingamechat.net. Nobody uses it. But it's there, should you want to. You can hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on Facebook if you want to. You can not talk to us at all. That's perfectly fine.
I don't know about
but
perfectly fine.
It's there. It's up to them.
Do what you like.
Nobody's talking in the chat room. I can say that much.
Yeah.
We're streaming right now on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, type in in-game chats. You don't even have to do that. Just go to our website and click on the link, and then there you go. You're right there watching us live while we broadcast. Our chat room is open, and it is tumbleweeds of just silence. Oh, there's Random Man. I can always count on Random Man.
Hey, Random.
Random Man.
To the rescue.
Sang in the Trojan condom tone.
Anything you want to tell us, Scott?
That I used to not be able to run those way back when. Way back when, if that was on the log for me to put in for a spot, I'd have to replace it with like a Lowe's thing or something.
Really?
I couldn't run it. Now I couldn't run it. Okay with it now.
Were you too young?
Huh?
Were you too young?
No. It wasn't me. It was just a station policy thing that we had. For certain stations. Certain stations. Now we have
the church networks.
No. Now we have those spots that we run. We used to run prostate commercials. Remember?
Yeah, like Super Beta Prostate.
Every Prostate, Saturday, man.
Yes, it's one of our little perks. One of the things we're known for, Super Beta Prostate.
We had another one that was...
I don't want to be known for that.
We had one that aired... we had one that aired during the week. It was either all week this week or last week. During the morning show, too.
Mm-hmm.
and the whole thing was... It was directed towards women, and the gist of it, and literally they said this phrase in the spot: "Do you leak when you laugh?"
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a problem. That is an issue that women, people could have.
That's the thing. We're not talking about video games today, folks. Yeah. We're going to talk about advertisers, apparently.
Part of our charm.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. If you're still listening, go to twitch.tv. You can watch this show and enjoy.
That's about to be a hashtag. You know that,
why
right?
We want to. Join the chat room live while we broadcast. Let me do this. Get this out of the way as I always do. For this clip. Oh, clip. There. Done. Don't have to worry about it anymore. See, they're starting to move. They're starting to wake up in there.
Yep.
That's nice to see. In fact, let's do a... We didn't do this last week. Let's do a roll call. It's all of us. And we've got AC Wraith, Explosive Live. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Lethal Migraine, Random Man X, Steven Van Dam, and Thar66 so far in the chat room. We'll see if that grows a little bit. Random, I have not. He and I spoke, I want to say, on Tuesday during the reset on Destiny, but. Oof, it's been radio silence most of the week. I have not seen him on at all, for the most part.
What did you do?
Oh, what did I do? I played Destiny. I mean,
To Random.
Oh, what did I do to Random? I don't know. and even that, I think even that time that he got on, we were limited in what we could do anyway. I think that might have been on Monday. I'm not sure. Yeah, I will say that, and Random here, to catch you up with where I am, Random, and everybody else who is just, I know, diligently following my exploits in Destiny 2, I've currently broken the 680 barrier, on my way to the 700 cap. The 680 barrier now gets me into the third and final tier of what is called the Reckoning. Something I noticed between Tier 1 and Tier 2 for Reckoning, you get a... To get your weekly powerful engram by doing reckoning matches.
Yeah.
When you were tier one, they filled up at 15% each, mm-hmm. and you had to get to 100.
Okay.
So you had to play a lot of matches of reckoning. At tier two, they move it now 25, so only have to play like four of them.
Okay.
And then at tier three, I'm wondering if that moves up to 50, where I only have to do two matches to get my powerful engram of the week. But we'll see how that unfolds. But I did that, and then this morning I finally finished my pledge to the Drifter side of the Civil War, of whatever the split mm-hmm. that's going on. Choose Vanguard or choose Drifter. And I went with Drifter, and he gives you a bunch of tasks to do, and I finally finished that up today. I enjoyed that, and I am anxious and eager. It may be what I do tomorrow with my alt, and be the only thing that I do with my alt either. I really have no desire spending all day tomorrow running my alt through a week's worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered a table. Somebody had filled out a table of like, here's how these things drop for you. Mm. Random powerful engrams that drop can be, they're usually a +7, +8 to your total light level. The Gambit weeklies, all of those, and I think that might be it, but your Gambit weeklies, maybe your clan stuff too, like your tower guys, those are all like a +5, +6, +7 to your light level. But everything else, the Dreaming City, like going and doing Blind Well, and doing everything the Dreaming City offers, doing five matches of Crucible, doing three strikes, doing the Flashpoint and all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's only going to drop one a piece of gear that is one level above what your light level is. It'll be a slow progression in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't intend to do what I did last week, which was Sunday. I spent so much time running my alt through as much as I could to get him up there. And it helped. It really did. And that's going to be the fast way to like move your characters. They kind of hopscotch each other. But I really don't intend on doing that. I do, however, because I enjoyed the lore from siding with the Drifter, who is like, you know, it's not in the same sense, but it's like, are you going with S.H.I.E.L.D. or are you going with Hydra, you know? And in a sense, I've chosen Hydra. Mm-hmm. It's in a sense. And I say in a sense because all the lore that you get from him while you're trying to pledge your allegiance to him it's really good stuff. And he explains his motivations and gives you that whole, not necessarily villainesque spiel of like, we're fighting our good fight.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't see it as good. It doesn't give you that, but he does give you this whole sense of like, the Vanguard is just lying to you, man. They've got this higher, holier-than-thou aspect of things, and here's what it is. Here's what it means. You think your ghost is saving you, but no, your ghost is saving itself. It's the one that doesn't want to die. You know, it's the one that's so, don't trust your ghost. And I was like, oh, this is some good stuff. I am enjoying this. But I am so anxious now to take my Warlock to the other side and see what their play is, to see what their defense is, what their spiel is, to say, this is him, and this is why he's bad, and this is why we're good, and we shouldn't trust him.
Oh, it's a different thing for every class?
No. There's just two sides.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter what class you choose. It doesn't matter. You get to pick one side or the other.
Okay. You said you're Warlock, and I'm thinking, well, just
specific. Warlock's my alt on PC.
Okay.
I remember back in my console days, my Warlock was my main,
mm-hmm.
But when I switched to PC, I decided to do things a lot differently. I said, well, let's just go different than what I did. Let's not go down the same path. So instead of, and not that it matters one single iota other than pronouns, I made all my characters female on PC rather than male like they were on console. Mm-hmm. And instead of starting Warlock, I said, well, I'll start Hunter, you know. And this was before the whole Forsaken thing was going to come out and you know, Nathan Fillion's character was going to have this such high profile death and everything mm-hmm. else that was going to come with it. So I wasn't really jumping on a bandwagon, although it feels like hunters are the bandwagon of choice, honestly, with a lot of things. Although, I will say this. Last week, I discovered the joys of, and I know I'm just rambling on to a lot of people, and I haven't even looked at the chat room to know what's going on. Last week, playing my Warlock, I discovered what Random has known for a very long time because he mains a Warlock. Mm-hmm. Void Ball with a certain exotic helmet is the most fun you can have in this game. So far, the most fun I have had in this game. I have not played a Titan.
You're not talking broken, just fun.
Eh, you know, I would say that it's close. I would say that it's probably going to get nerfed at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because with this helmet and this ability, when you go up against, it's not so much in PvP because it's, yeah. But in something like Gambit, where you are sort of racing against the other team, it has an advantage. In Blind Well, it has an advantage. In any of these big event things where you're helping out the team, it has a significant advantage in PvE. Because when you launch that ball and you're wearing this helmet, the damage that it does, all the damage it does refills your super ability. So you can find a nice big clump of enemies and throw that thing. And by the time it's done, you're ready to throw another one.
Mm.
And so in Gambit, where they come in waves, you know, once your super's up and they're like, hey, your next group is over here at this section of the map, and you go over there, just launch the ball. And then once they're dead, you are ready to launch it at your next point of entry from where they're coming in from. And it's just boom, boom, boom. It is fantastic and so much fun. And the tier two reckoning that I'm in, so without trying to go too deep into this, and I know, God, I really need to read these chat rooms. You guys read the chat room for me as I'm rambling on. Because if people are like, let me know. Because if people are all like, God, he really needs to get off this Destiny kick, let me know. Because I will get off this Destiny kick.
They've been saying that for a while.
Oh, goodness. yeah, well, if it's coming from Lethal Migraine, please don't pay attention to that. You know what you're going to get from him, and I know what I'm going to get from him. The fact that he keeps listening to the show, knowing who sits behind the mic and starts talking all the time, I praise him for just sticking it in there, you know, just sticking out this whole ordeal as much as he probably hates it.
You have our appreciation.
I really do. I mean, I know some other people are like, man, that guy just hates everything. He does, but he keeps coming back, and he knows what I'm going to talk about. He's still there, and so I can't really. I'm like, man.
Respect.
Good job. That's not. There's things that I turn off on TV. You know, there's certain people that talk on TV, and I'm like, I can't listen to any more of this, and I have to change it. So him sticking around is really nice. So the tier one reckoning. This is part of the Gambit thing. It's a group event. It's not PvP. You remember that time that you and I were on console? It was one of the last times that we played on console.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to go for that one achievement doing the Trials of the Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it took us to that one section that was all like white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you go back into that for the reckoning. You go up, you wager, you know, a thing. So Archon Forge, it's very much like Archon Forge.
Okay.
Do you remember Archon Forge?
From
Rise of Iron on the PlayStation? That was Destiny 1.
Okay, I don't think I did any
Archon Forge. Yeah.
No.
Well, in Destiny 1 there was an area, and this was in the last update, but it was called Archon Forge, and you would have a certain amount of these things, and they were a certain, you know, level of, you know, difficulty. And the highest level, Court of Oryx basically. And I know you remember Court of Oryx. But you'd have them, and you'd have a certain level of them, and you'd put them in, and it would trigger an event, and you'd have to wipe them out before the timer ends, and you'd get some stuff. Works exactly the same way.
Okay.
You've got this moat, and it goes weak, something is whatever, small, medium, large is basically what it amounts to being. And I've only unlocked the large one just recently. Mm. You have to be 280 or 680 to do that. But the weak one would put you into this area, all four of you, waves of Taken just coming in everywhere. Once you killed a certain number of those in a certain amount of time, and the timer kicked would count down, but so would your progress. If you weren't killing them fast enough, it would start to tick down. Once you got to 100%, boss would spawn. You have like 3 minutes to kill the boss. Mm. Boom, done. Tier two is different. Tier two, you still have to do the entire, like, kill them fast. But once you get the 100% on that, a doorway opens. You go through the doorway, and there's this long bridge that you're going across. But in order for each section of the bridge to be built, you all have to stand in a circle while the counter counts up while you're standing there. Anyway, waves upon waves upon waves of enemies are coming. The bomb I was just telling you about, the big purple blob, is not good for this because they never stop coming. But the Well of Radiance, the big sword and the thing, that's fantastic for this. A hunter with Orpheus rig and the void stuff, fantastic for this. Slows down the waves. It generates orbs for everybody else. Your warlock can keep throwing down the shield like every single time. If a titan's with you, doesn't matter. Titan, come with whatever you want. if there's two hunters, come with whatever you want. We've already got our void guy, you know? But you work your way up this bridge. Once you're at the top of the bridge and you've done all six sections of the bridge, this big area opens up. You get slingshot over to that side of the area, and you fight Oryx from way back Destiny 1-ish. Not big giant Oryx in the Kingsfall raid, but Oryx like at the end of...
is it the one we went through? Me, you, James, Jim, all them?
Story mode Oryx.
Yeah.
Not the Oryx at the raid. Not the one that's like gigantic looking at you into the ship place. Okay. But Oryx story mode. Like, so you have to fight him again. Once you do it, you're good. Tier 3, I have no idea what Tier 3 is because I haven't gotten there yet. So that is what I've been playing, and that is what I just spent an ungodly amount of time trying to tell everybody. And I'm sorry I just took all of that. We have about 5 minutes, and I'm just going to hold off because I'm not even going to let you guys try and describe what you've played in the last 5 minutes. I'm going to give the next 30 minutes to both of you. I'm not going to say a word in the next 30 minutes. let's see. I'm looking through the chat room again. I'm sorry I spent so much time. I do have the Division 2. This is, again, something that I'm probably going to be putting in time with tomorrow. It's one of the reasons I don't want to go through my alt in Destiny 2 all day. I do kind of want to do that other Allegiance mission just to get their side of things.
I've been on the fence about Division 2.
Yeah.
You know, so...
But what has been holding you back?
Mostly just like...
The time that you would have to play it?
A little bit of the time.
The people that you want to play with?
Yeah. You know, I know some of my friends are a little bit like, you know, time pressed or like different schedules. Or
right. And there is, but there is Nate's playing it.
Yeah.
Random bought it. He told me that. Of course, okay. He hasn't played it. I don't know if he's played it or not. But as far as I know, he hasn't played it. But I know he bought it, and his free game that he picked up was Ghost Recon. So, I know. We're just getting more people, right? We're getting more people for that.
If they wouldn't have done Division 2 and they would have done Ghost Recon Wildlands 2, I would have been over the moon. I would have been so much... I would have preferred that.
Oh, don't give me that. I've been waiting for Splinter Cell for years.
Yeah, but you're never going to see a Splinter Cell.
Apparently not, but I'm not apparently losing out hope. You know. Which was another thing. Sorry. That was something else. That was the final words of the Drifter there when he was giving me... I know, I hate to, but I loved the lore so much.
Yeah.
Because we don't get much... We get a lot of reading that we have to do in Destiny. There's a lot of lore tabs to... Not Laura tabs, but lore tabs to open up to read about weapons and all this other stuff. But rarely do we get... somebody giving us this information, narrating it for us. Mm-hmm. Not that they need to, it's okay, but hearing him tell it, and like his final words was like, just say this, let go of hope. Hope is what'll get you killed, you know, and all this other stuff. And I really enjoyed, what I enjoyed is that for a year and, no, not even a year, for 3 years, four when you count Destiny 2's full year. So about 4 years and 6-7 months we've been listening to the same spiel from the Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
Protect the city. Keep the hope alive. All this stuff. And here's this guy who's like, it's not what I do. It's not what I do. Don't buy into that. You know, I'm glad to see that's there. And I'm curious to see what comes of it.
Different perspective.
Well, finally, for years and years, we've been getting this different perspective. We had a little bit of it in Cade. Cade had this sort of... I mean, obviously, he was the comic relief, obviously. But, I mean, he was the one that... Ikora is all serious and stuff with her warlockness. Mm-hmm. And Zavala is all militaristic and stuff with his... Mm-hmm. Titan-ness. And then there's Cade, who's like he's the Han Solo, you know.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's like, you know, I'm here for the ride. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but what happens to him had no. The biggest thing about what happened to him in the story mode just had no impact for me. I mean, number 6. I was like, well, here comes the number 7.
Right. Yeah, I know.
You know?
No. That's inevitable. Most likely, that is inevitable.
If it was Zavala or Ikora who got
someone that actually matters?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that is an impact. Yeah. Something like that. But what happened to him? No, not so much.
Yeah, but, and that's fine. That's fine. It's all about the interpretation. My point being is that we've had the same narrative shoved down our throat for four years.
4 years and 7 months, yeah.
Yeah, without any kind of differing sort of, without anything that sort of differs. And that's fine. I don't think they would have ever... I don't know that it was ever their thought that they would go in that direction later to have somebody who is not as aligned with them like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's seemingly harmless, but he doesn't share our views type of thing. So, that part's a little interesting to see that they would do that. And now, of course, it's split. So now, those who choose one side or the other are going to get different sets of stories and missions from this point forward, which also, again, is an interesting take as well. We're going to take our first break, and you're not going to hear a single thing about Destiny for the rest of the show. You're not. I promise. Unless a caller calls in and asks, you know, you're not going to hear anything about that from me. I don't even think I have anything in the news. I don't. Yeah. So... no more Destiny talk for the rest of the show. We have a theme in our music.
Ooh, goody.
But I'm going to have to tell you what the theme is. There's no way that you would get this theme. But sit back and get ready for some of the blandest music you have ever heard.
Is that the theme, bland music?
Oh, it is. It's sort of. Like, I had a theme in my head, but then when I started collecting the music for this theme, I was like, this music is... This is the off-the-rack... If music was...
English food.
No. If you went into a... let's say you went into a Walmart to buy music, and I don't mean CDs or anything, but let's say you went into the shelf, like, I'm going to pick up a box of this and some of this and blah, blah, blah. This would be the good value brand. Mm. This would be the store brand of music. It is... Let me go to a library that we have to pay licensing on, and let me just pull this generic track number 3, and we're going to use it for our music. On most of these, there is a few that... There's one specific that sticks out, and I only think it sticks out for me for nostalgia's sake, but we're not coming up on it right now. This is all music from Sim games, and I don't mean Sim City.
Okay.
I don't mean Sim City or...
Like... Sim Farmer.
This is like Farming Simulator, Bus Driver Simulator, American Truck Simulator.
Oh, these would be,
yeah.
This is going to be the blandest thing.
This is what it's from. So this is from something called Police Simulator. Yeah.
Oh, so it's going to be action-packed and, yeah.
Something. Does it have guitars in there? They're all like our version of rockin' out. Yeah, of course. Here you go. This is the menu title from something called Police Sim. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is from Ship Simulator. Yeah.
You know, I laughed about all the different kind of simulators, and then I remembered, oh yeah, they have Goat Simulator, so...
That was done as a complete parody because of the simulators. All those ones, yeah. That's why it exists. And I didn't pull music from that, by the way. I don't know if there is music for that.
I'm sure there is.
But yeah, welcome back to the show. Let's go with RJ this time. What have you been playing?
Still getting that building bug out of my system, playing Fallout 4. I'm still going to settlements and building everything up.
What are you playing on? PS4, right?
PS4. Play PS4.
Man, PS4. I mean, you like building. May I suggest?
What's that?
City Skylines. That's not really building. That's city management, not like building a thing. Yeah, okay.
I don't think there's anything micro in the building for Fallout 4. Just make structure, put it here.
And then, right,
and then
yeah.
And then the mods came in and put a whole bunch of other stuff in there. That's basically what...
Yeah, no. You're exactly right. There's a big difference between the two. I wasn't really considering that.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I got through that, and... Play a little bit of Street Fighter V. And, oh, by the way, shout out to all my friends and partners out there in Atlanta right now having fun at Final Round right now.
Is Final Round going on?
Final Round's going on right now.
You didn't go to Final Round this year.
Not this year.
Didn't think about it.
Probably next year, but yeah. They're having a good old time out there right now. So Street Fighter, Soul Calibur V, all that good stuff. They're having tournaments and everything out there. So good luck to everybody out there who went. A little bit of, like I said, a little bit of Street Fighter V. Played a little bit of that and not too much out of that. But... I did miss, like we were talking about earlier, I missed the online beta for Mortal Kombat 11. I didn't get a chance to reserve it yet. I'm going to pick the game up, but I just didn't reserve it yet. It's not till late April, mm-hmm. I think, it comes out, so I didn't put any priority on it. But there was an online beta for it. Maybe they'll have another one by the time it comes out. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing this week.
All right. Matt, over to you. Look at that. He took maybe... 5-6 minutes to tell us what he played.
If that.
And I sit there and I ramble on for 30. Oh, goodness. Matt, what about you?
I picked up the Division. I mean, not yet.
Nope.
Watch Dogs 2. They had a special, the gold edition of Watch Dogs.
I got Watch Dogs 2, but I got that one for free because I bought Division 2.
Yeah. But it was it's normally $100. I got it for $20.
Okay.
So it's all the DLC, the season, whatever, all the stuff. Played that a little bit. The first thing that I did, since it's set in San Francisco, is as soon as I was able to roam around, I went straight to the...
Lombard Street?
No, the Presidio.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking around there. I'm like, oh, so this is where they had the buildings where Lucasfilm and, headquarters is. And they had a fountain. Of course, they didn't have Yoda there because of... I guess legal reasons, but I'm like, oh, there would be the Yoda fountain, and there's the Lucasfilm buildings and stuff like that. So that was kind of neat. Played a little bit more of Elite Dangerous, doing that, and Resident Evil. I'm starting a Claire A Hardcore S Plus run.
Yeah,
because I want to get the unlimited Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be fun.
Yeah. That's how quick you can go through with an infinite Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I've been doing.
And that's two people who have finished. Two people took less than half the time to tell us what they played than what I took to talk about one stupid game.
The level of passion you have for that game is off the charts.
Yeah. It's not necessarily... Well, I'm not even going to talk about it because I said it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Captain Marvel.
Did you play a game called Captain Marvel?
No, but I saw that. I did that last night. That was fun.
It was a good movie. It was not great.
No, it wasn't great.
It wasn't, it could have been. There were some, I tell you what, as far as like.
No, I didn't play any more Detroit. I need to play more.
That's true.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were in you wanted to get the alternate choices from other stories, right?
Well, I want to play through it first off, just one.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually want to go back and.
But I want to try some different stuff. But no, I didn't.
Yeah, because you said, what was his name? Jordan? The cop.
Connor.
Connor.
RoboCop?
Okay.
RoboCop, yeah. Connor,
yeah, I might as well call him that.
Yeah. You said you. You died.
Yeah, saving the girl in the demo section. Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah, push the android off the building. He shot me in the back and killed me.
Did you play the demo before? Yeah, because
we all played the demo together.
And you died in that one as well, or
no? In that one, I talked him down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I chose different. Yeah, I chose different ways this time around.
Okay.
But yeah, he came back as a different, I guess, 2.0.
Yeah.
So
either way, you're going to get a full story with Connor.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited. But, you know, I need to play some more of that, but I just...
Yeah, and I need to start.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but the demo gave me that impression.
Yeah. It's a Quadratic Dreams game, so if you know...
It's the quadratic equation.
Yes. It's Quantic Dreams game. So, I mean, if you know what kind of gameplay that you're getting yourself into, and mm-hmm. then you know it's just basically a, you know, controllable choose-your-own-adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I still enjoy... For me, just, I don't know, there's just something about the characters and the setting and the... just the feel of the story that I'm like, yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah. I'm still, even though I haven't started yet, I mean, it might change over time, but when I do, I still had the feeling about liking Heavy Rain more than what I went through in Detroit, demo for Detroit. I mean, it was still good. Don't get me wrong. I was still liking Heavy Rain more.
Yeah, nothing has eclipsed, and I haven't played Detroit yet, but nothing has eclipsed. And I don't want to say the game Heavy Rain, but the sort of, I mean, that gave us some great discussion. And it's rare for a game to give us that kind of, and it's not a discussion of us.
And it wasn't even all like fanboying gushing over.
No. Either. It wasn't a sense of us talking about, hey, we really like this. It was the sense of, here's what I did that was different from what you did.
Yeah.
Here's how it played
and
out for
that's
me.
Why I kind of wish you guys would be up to where I'm at in it. I'm like, oh, really? What choices did you choose?
Well, the interesting difference between what I gather from the demo that I played of Detroit and what we had from Heavy Rain was that when you finish a section of Detroit, you get, like, here's the different outcomes you could have had, and here's the path that you took to get to the one you did.
Well,
Heavy Rain never gave us that, so trying to figure out where the split was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was also part of the fun of, like, you know, I guess I need to go back even further to change the timeline
and
of this.
Like,
situation.
In the flowchart, it didn't even say what the other choices are. It just says that they're locked out. So, you know, there's something around this
area. Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, and oh, not, I should have done that.
Right. And I kind of wish that was there for Heavy Rain, actually. But I would have hated to see the end result listed for me for those choices, you know?
I'm on the fence on whether or not I would like them better after the game instead of after each chapter, because I kind of want it to flow a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, this one, it's just sort of like, then it stops, and you're like, all right, you're taken out of it, you see the stuff, you get, all right, now next. It didn't have the flow.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, after the game was over, it would have been, like, here's all the stuff that the game had done, mm-hmm. like this big map. That might, I don't know if that would have been better choice for them to do.
So, but at least it wasn't like that disjointed mess I had with DOA 6 last week. I mean, the story was like all over the place, but I mean, there was no flow anywhere. But at least you had some flow.
Yeah.
But you still have to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I got some time, hopefully, up this upcoming week, I could play some more Detroit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really want to finish Spider-Man. I've got Division 2 on my plate, even though I haven't put it on my plate. It's there.
That's typically how it happens, man. You get into a game, and then something comes out later on. Like I said, I was slacking in Resident Evil 2, but here it is about a week from now. Sekiro comes out, and I'll be playing that.
And that's another reason why I'm kind of hesitant on Division, is because Sekiro comes out,
mm-hmm.
and as much as I'm like the Souls game and the Dark Souls games and stuff like that,
which is like I said last week, is probably going to be the hardest of the Souls series.
And that's what gets me irk. But I don't like those.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Tenchu, mm-hmm. you know, and I like the setting. And so when
has a grappling hook and rooftops.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be
which gives a very Tenchu feel.
It was supposed to be a Tenchu game before they decided to change it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Tenchu series has been long dormant since Z on the 360. I think it's the last Tenchu game. And so that's why I was like, oh, I really would love a Tenchu game. But, you know, the Dark Souls, it never clicked with me. Mm. You know, that whole series just never quite.
Yeah, for some it didn't.
It didn't click. Yeah, it's not my jams.
Yeah,
you know, so that's why I'm like, I'm curious about it. I'm like, part of me really wants to try it because I know Kevin's going to, mm-hmm. and you know,
really, Kevin's going to play it.
Yeah,
he's on PS4,
PC.
Or is it PC?
It's coming out on the PC.
Why did I think it was only?
What?
Sony. Why did I think it was
Sekiro?
Yeah. I didn't know it was PC as well.
Yeah, he said the whole reason why he's getting it is because, like, you know, a Tenchu's type of game mm-hmm. on the PC.
I don't know why. I thought it was just PlayStation, but, yeah.
So, you know, between that and, like, I want a good...
Windows and PS4.
Yeah. Hmm. I want a shooter. You know, that's why I keep on looking at Division. And I enjoyed part... I enjoyed Division 1. Parts of it just, you know, some of the mechanics were a little annoying, but for the most part, I'm like, I had a good time with it. So I want something, you know, I wouldn't mind something like that, but that's one of those, I just don't like doing it by myself. I don't like playing that kind of game alone. I like having squad mates around,
yeah.
you know, to help, you know, in situations.
Yeah, games like that, it's always,
yeah,
better,
it is
always
about
better with,
yeah,
with
teammates.
A teammate, yeah.
And so that's why, you know, I've been hesitant about Division 2.
Mm-hmm. Until you until you're sure that everyone you want to play with is actually
going to play.
Going to play it, yeah.
I mean, just because they have it doesn't mean, like, our schedules are going to align. It just so happens to be, like, for the most part, Kevin and my schedules align.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I know it can be tough for you during the week, work week, because you have to be up at, like, you know,
4:30.
One in the morning, it seems like.
I get up at 4:30. So
it yeah, and so like we don't even start until about like 9:30. Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Because you're about to go to bed then.
Exactly. No, he's already probably
been
asleep for a while.
No, I'm already in bed by 9:30. If I'm not in bed by 9:30, it's going to be a bad day the next day.
You got those butcher shop hours, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's of course, I get home earlier than you guys, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Much.
Yeah. lot earlier.
Much
so
earlier.
So that's why, like, you know, if I knew that, like, if we had the same kind of schedule, I know that you'd be on for good for it, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, all right, that's good.
Yeah.
But it's just trying to get, like, your friends' schedules to mesh. Because, man, I'm old. I don't like playing just with random people for the most part. Nothing against random in the chat room. No, nothing against him. But just, you know, the randos on the internet, just it doesn't do anything for
that's
me.
That's literally what it is. It's a crapshoot.
Oh, even a crapshoot. It's usually just horrid.
No, well, I've had.
I've never had the experience of it being that bad.
Oh,
in both the game that shall not be named, from the first segment, but also the times that I was playing the Division beta or the Division 2 beta, and the time that I got into the Division way late.
Yeah,
the people I did find, you know,
we'd already been.
Oh yeah, you guys were gone.
Max level
me out.
And.
But yeah. Finding, you know, I didn't have to talk to them. That's the best part. Is not having to talk to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I can just play it and we all have that one goal, I'm good. If you see me down and you need to res me, you come back and res me. Or if I see you, I'm going to go res you. I don't need, the screaming in my ears.
I remember in the Division 1, I've had too many times just people, like, you know, like shooting me and stealing my stuff. The whole dark zone area was just,
I never got into the dark zone.
It could be a nightmare.
And I don't mean get into it as like enjoy it. I just never actually
went into the dark
got
zone.
Into it.
So
yeah.
It's like playing a Souls game online. You get people get up there for the sole purpose of jacking your stuff, you know, killing you and taking your souls and going on their merry way.
Griefers just I don't need that in my life. I don't need griefers.
Yeah, I didn't hear the term griefers until GTA Online. I knew they existed, but I never heard that term before until then.
Yeah.
And they were all over the place.
That's all what that game is in the public.
That's all it is now.
Public sphere. Mm. So, I mean, that's why, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I keep, you know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I want Division 2. Other times I'm like, I'll wait on something else. Maybe another thing will scratch that edge. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that I would wait too long.
Yeah.
And I say that only for the fact that I've been on that. Other
and
ends.
Then other people have already been maxed out, and then or they move on. And that was another thing with like the Division 1. For the most part, like once people got to like that end game, like max level, they just sort of moved on. You know, there wasn't really much more to do. Then they wait till the DLC came out. Then they came back,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved on. And so it was a lot of, you know, moving on. So
Yeah, I seen the, looking in the chat room about
about
griefers being used to be punished, but something happened in the transition between then and now. Nothing.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they'll give me a Ghost Recon.
Mm-hmm. Wildlands 2. I've got it. I've got it.
Well, maybe you'll get a Splinter Cell.
I want my Splinter Cell. You know, so many of them are dropping out. The only E3 conferences so far that we've got is Nintendo's pre-taped thing and Microsoft and Ubisoft. That's it. Mm. I mean, I don't know what Sony has. They're not doing what they normally do, and I don't know if they'll have anything to do around that time of E3, but they backed out, EA has backed out, and we're left with Microsoft and Ubisoft. And Ubisoft haven't said anything yet. They haven't come out and said, hey, we know people are... Devolver Digital is the only one who said, like, we're still going to be there. But that's whatever. But Ubisoft hasn't given a yes or no type. They haven't really been asked, but they haven't come out and said, we're going to do ours. So who knows on that?
Oh, my God. Yes, Lethal, Cyberpunk. But Cyberpunk's not out yet, and so I can't play. I am 100% getting that. Cyberpunk 2077, I know as long as it takes, and I'm happy with that. I don't want it to be rushed. I don't want it to be like, hey, it just came out. It's not quite done yet. It still need to be cooked a little bit longer. No, I'll wait for that.
Did you get The Witcher 3?
Oh, yeah.
Did you pick it up through GOG?
Yes.
Okay, because that's probably where you're going to be going with Cyberpunk,
that's
too.
Fun. Right. I don't care anymore about, you know, as much as I did earlier in my life about,
well,
like, having everything under one platform.
Something to talk about in the next segment was not necessarily surprising. Actually, you know, it was. It was just surprising that it wasn't specifically on the Microsoft Store.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were going to put it on Steam as well. There was no mention of Epic, but the fact that it was on Microsoft's game for Windows, the games for Windows platform, and Steam for those Halo games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that in the next segment as well, because that was something we weren't sure. There was a lot of speculation that, yeah, that's what they're going to announce on Tuesday, but is it more of an E3 thing, or is it just a, hey, tune in for an announcement later on at E3? What was it going to be? But no, they flat out said Halo is coming to PC.
Yes.
And not just Halo, but all the Halos.
And the release orders.
In chronological order,
chronological
it seems.
Order. That seems interesting.
Story order, basically.
Yeah, story order. I'm down for that. But yeah, no, Cyberpunk, I am super, super excited about.
Yeah. So we will we'll get to that. We've got, what do we have here for the, we don't actually have a lot. There's something that I talked about in the write-up for last week's show where every time I see a news story on Anthem, it's a negative piece. Like, I haven't seen anything that pops up and says,
no,
Anthem does these things bad, but it also does this one thing good. You won't believe. Click here. I haven't seen anything like that. Everything I've seen for news stories is like, here's something else broken with Anthem. Here's another thing that is making Anthem bad. I have not seen a single positive story about Anthem so far.
Mm-hmm.
And this week is no different. There is more problems with Anthem. So we've got that coming up as well. Do we have a phone call?
Yeah, Chris.
We got time to take Chris. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you are on
What's
in-game
going
chat.
On?
Hey, not much. Talking games.
Well, I don't know if y'all heard about the damage up here at Slap Out or Holtzville, but my family had a mobile home up here, and all the pine trees fell a while along parallel to it and didn't hit the house, so... We're having fun up here with family, cleaning up with them.
This is from Thursday night into Friday. Is that what that was?
Yes, sir.
Thursday. Well, yeah, the Thursday overnight type thing.
That storm that came through.
What time did it hit you guys?
I don't know about them. It was 9 or 10 o'clock, I think. But luckily, everybody was okay. But it came right between the houses, and they took cover and everything. But luckily, nobody was hurt up through here, from what we've understood.
Well, we're glad you're safe, and you know, I hate that everything that you know had to happen that way. But again, we're just glad people aren't hurt. It's, you know, it's not a situation like it was last Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or was it last Sunday or the Sunday before last? I think it was Sunday before last.
I think it was Sunday before last, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah. But, man, I'm really glad you're safe and that everybody's okay. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we don't live up here, but, you know, our family does. So we had one come close to our house, but everything was fine as usual. But we decided to come give them a hand if they were up here, and that's what we've been having fun doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep up the good work, and you can reward yourself by playing some video games later.
Mm-hmm. That's what I plan to do.
All right, man.
Y'all have a good afternoon then.
You too, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we had some a string of like really bad weather here. Of course, the big one everybody knew about the Lee County situation there with 23 people dead, and then we had another string of bad storms come in Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did not affect where this station is located specifically, or where I live specifically, or where either one of you live, I think,
no.
as well. But there was still tornadoes. That did touch down in some areas. So, but yeah. Anyway, we are coming up on the top of the hour here. Now, I had mentioned earlier that, yeah, most of this stuff, bland stuff, off the rack, crap. however, and I think it's because it sits in a more nostalgic area for me, but I try to get everything from all modes of transportation. you know, so we've had, so far we've had ship simulator, we had police simulator. This one is, you can't not include Microsoft Flight Simulator. You just can't. When you're doing simulators and you're picking up music, you can't just skip that. So here is the music from Microsoft Flight Simulator X, the main theme for that. We'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chats. The theme this week is just really bland video game music. It's more the simulator style of things. This is called Bus Driver. It's the main menu music. You drive a bus.
Wow.
Now, it's not desert bus like that, but you drive a bus, you have a schedule to keep, you have to be on time and all
it's
this
not
other
like
stuff.
Crazy Taxi?
I don't think
no.
so. Although that would be great. Like, crazy not bus. Crazy Taxi, but Crazy Bus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you mean speed.
Just speed, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
The game.
That's
speed
fine.
The game. Hit that ramp. Jump the overpass.
Jump the bus.
There you go.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yes.
You ever seen a passenger bus drift?
No. What is that?
Now, what I wouldn't mind is like the slinky buses in Europe, having those like, woohoo.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Says Matt. For the slinky buses.
Yeah.
The slinky buses.
Yeah, that's what they're called. I think that's the technical term they say in Europe. Mm-hmm. Moltal, if he was here, he can elaborate.
Speaking of, not necessarily Moltal, but to go through that chat room, we got a lot more people in there. AC Wraith, A New Hope 93 Me, Bananananan,
yeah.
Commander Root, Jobalessen, Jobiesen, I don't know. Lethal Migraine, Random Man X, Slow Cool, Stephen Van Damme, ST M. Fuller, Swarzo, The Delinquent, Thar 66, VNK, and Virgo Pros in the chat room. We also had Too Old for Gaming earlier, but I don't see them in there anymore either. Mm-hmm.
I like how they're talking about DLC prices and like ridiculous amounts.
Yeah. You know,
they're up there.
The one I always highlighted was the Train Simulator.
Train Simulator.
Yeah.
That is a whole lot of money.
Yeah, that's still at the top, isn't it?
That is.
I bet it is.
It's probably still at the top.
You could buy a cheap used car for that.
Not even a cheap used car. You could buy a brand new car for some of that. It goes into the teens as far as thousands are concerned. It's ridiculous. So it's another week and another week of Anthem having issues. This week, Anthem players planned a boycott to protest the stingy in-game loot grind.
What, do they boycott by not playing?
Protest the loot drop changes. Bring back the bug and let us taste the loot shower, reads one of the most popular posts on the subreddit where Anthem is. They were going to stop playing from March 11th until the 15th.
Hey, look, I'm a protester.
To send a message that players aren't happy about their lootless loot shooter. Get your point across. Simple as that. Stop playing the game for a whole week. Hopefully with the support of the entire subreddit, to show BioWare that that all it'd take for us to really enjoy the game is to receive loot.
I guess if you're a loot shooter and you don't really have loot, that's kind of defeating the purpose.
A lot of players were enjoying it until they started digging into the in-game grind over the past few weeks. Anthem doesn't have much of an in-game to speak of. Just three strongholds, one of which is just the recycled final mission. In light of these repetitive activities, one of the few joys of Anthem's in-game was getting masterwork and legendary loot that could significantly boost the power of your exosuit. The idea was that by farming up better gear, players could push into a much more challenging Grandmaster 2 and Grandmaster 3 difficulties, where enemies and damage scales exponentially along with your chances of earning that gear. But even with the increased drop rates, Anthem's loot system is punishing thanks to randomized stats that can make even a sought-after legendary weapon a downgrade over lesser tiers of loot. Coupled with how rare it is to even get masterwork and legendary gear in the first place, it makes grinding for loot in Anthem pretty disheartening. This sounds like the growing pains that another game that shall not be named from earlier in the show was going through its first year. Because you remember, we would get one of those really exotic yellow-looking things, turn them in, and get a blue thing. There was a chance.
You could downgrade.
Right. There was a chance for you, like, regardless of the color of loot that you would get, you know, there was green, blue, purple, and then yellow. Mm-hmm. And that's the progress, procession that it would go through. Mm-hmm. Green, blue is better, purple is even better, yellow is even better. However, when you would get these things and turn them in, you didn't know what you were going to get. They finally reversed that and said, if it's blue, you're going to get a blue. If it's green, you're going to get a green. If it's blue, you'll never get anything lower, you might get higher. If it's purple, you'll never get anything lower, you might get higher. And so they fixed that. But it took them a while to get there to do that. And it feels like this is some of the growing pains that they're going through as well. However,
they released a half-baked game.
Saying that, I go back now to a story from Eurogamer where a fan used math to prove that the loot doesn't matter. A dedicated Anthem fan has used the power of maths
Get it right.
To reveal something worrying about the game, loot doesn't really matter. In a post on that subreddit titled Power Scaling, Why Loot Doesn't Matter Anymore, a user analyzed the power scaling system added with the recent patch and found playing the game as intended will only result in diminishing returns, worthless inscriptions, useless components, and pointless weapons. He said they spent 3 days and three sleepless nights of spreadsheet writing and testing, not to mention countless loading screens, in order to come to the conclusion the update 1.0.3 broke the game. What's the issue? Problem has to do with an item not mattering much when it comes to damage. Rather, the power score is all that matters. However, your combined power score is absolutely pointless. Anthem instead averages what you have equipped that isn't level 1 and combines that number into a variable to select an arbitrary multiplier that's not related to your equipment. The user then went into detail about how they worked out this arbitrary multiplier and what it means for the game. It turns out that this multiplier has no relation to your power level or power score. It's just a number on a chart. And he figured that all the numbers out for power levels 30 to 75. If you want to find out the arbitrary multiplier for your power level, remove all damage modifying gear and literally melee anything. As long as your melee is 100 at level 1, take the melee damage number you see, divide by 100, then divide by 7.466, and you'll get your arbitrary power level multiplier. Good God. He found the multiplier at power level 75 is 22.622, which is insanely high. So high, in fact, that it will inadvertently override inscriptions. This means you're constantly playing a game of diminishing returns, and your true goal is to try and keep your power level higher than your power score. This is worse than what we used to have to do with other games. I remember trying to figure out how that other game that shall not be mentioned figured out what level of gear we were going to get when we turned it in. Yeah. So I'm not going to go any further this because it's damaging my brain, and there's a lot more to talk about on this thing.
So
I am going to post the link into our chat room so you guys can finish that can finish looking that over if you want to really see about it. I don't know of many people in the chat room who are playing Anthem. Medusa's Mirror is not in there, but that's the situation right now. And it's, you know, it's another week, it's another day that Anthem is broken, another week that Anthem is broken, is what we're coming to find out. They're really having some horrible growing pains with this game. The problem is that while the other game had growing pains, that I talked about all during the first segment, and I'm trying not to bring up again, BioWare could have learned from that. BioWare could have seen, how are they doing it? Let us do it that way. We don't have to copy the mission structure. We don't have to copy story structure. We don't have to copy the characters or anything. We don't have to do it. We don't have to copy any of that. But at least we could see how their system works and model our system after it as far as loot, as far as the way that works. Because there are things that need to be fixed on that side of the plate as well. But at least they've had 4 years to figure some of that out. That Anthem, that BioWare could have looked at and said, I mean, the development, I don't know when the development started on Anthem, but that first game, that again, that I'm not going to mention, was already well and done. And they could have looked at that and said, well, this is how that's working well. Let's take that. Yeah. Let's start that with our base, and let's see if we can't build upon that, make ours better, which is what we were looking for in the first place. While we said it resembles that other game, we were hoping that, okay, maybe they're going to do it right. And maybe that's, and we'll move over there and be like, oh, this is great. Or at least, you know how it is, rising tide lifts all ships type thing, you know? Like it would have been a competition for them and said, oh, they figured something out that we kept missing. Let's integrate that into ours.
Yeah.
Everybody gets better. But this is not what happened at all. Not one single bit. So
when I think about Loot Shooter, I still think about Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, I mean, replaying that thing over and over again, platinum, because I never knew what type of thing I was going to get with the next run or mission I was going to go on. Playing with friends, especially, dealing with Cromorax. Mm-hmm. You remember that that battle?
No. I don't remember much from Borderlands.
It's a big crustacean you had to take out. And I remember getting almost to the end. We had him down to like a tenth of his life left, and we all got killed. And if one person got killed, all they had to do was hurry, get back to the field of play, mm-hmm. and the health would stay the same. But if everybody died, and you came back there, the health would be regenerate back to 100%. And we, like I said, we got to 10% close, but we got this one area of effect hit that killed all of us at the same time, and we just couldn't get back in time. And we were never able to beat them. But like I said, we were trying to missions like that because the type of loot that you would get from taking him down
mm-hmm.
was epic. And you could get so many good weapons in that game. And that was the thing that kept you coming back. The possibility of something really good.
Yeah, Borderlands was
getting something really good for your arsenal.
No, I enjoyed Borderlands when we played it together. And I enjoyed I enjoyed the way the loot system worked in that as well.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, Gearbox has just flat out basically announced that Borderlands 3 will be publicly revealed at PAX East, specifically March 28th at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern time, so 1 o'clock our time, when they hold their panel at PAX East, and that's when Pitchford will be like, here's Borderlands 3, and you get a copy, and you get a copy, or something.
Yeah,
I know, the way he works, I think everybody will either get a copy of the new game or get a copy of every single Borderlands game previous. Mm. Possibly. I have no idea.
It'd be worth it just to go to that, I guess.
He used to give a man in PAX, at PAX Prime when I went to those, and it was always a Gearbox panel.
Mm-hmm.
People would be walking out of there and be like, yeah, they brought in pizza for everybody, and then we also got this code for when the game releases. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, I should have gone to that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I had appointments and other meetings. I didn't go. Mm-hmm. And the one time I did go, they had nothing for us. I went to the one in their hometown, not in their hometown, but at least their home state. I went to the one in San Antonio, and I went to their panel for that. Saw a lot of great things, and they talked about Borderlands 3. They didn't say, we're not making Borderlands 3, but if you're looking to get a game, or if you're looking to get a job in gaming, or if you're an artist, or if you're anything like that, come talk to us, because we are working on something, and all you saw were just Borderlands characters all over the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you knew it was coming, but it was far out. And that was 2014?
Okay.
Maybe? 14 or 15. So, yeah, we should get something. And then, of course, you'll get a reveal, I guess, at this PAX. You'll get more news at E3. And then who knows when it's releasing. Probably, I don't know, maybe this year. That game might come out this year.
Maybe.
That might be an October, November release type thing.
Yeah.
We'll see. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about was Halo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We waited for this for a long time. They finally confirmed on the Inside Xbox program on Tuesday. I fired that up while I was playing another game on Tuesday. And I didn't even start to play the game because they jumped right into it. I got home just before 4. They started the show. I was ready. Everything else was up, and I was ready to just start playing my game while that was running in the background so I could just keep an eye for when it would happen. But no, they opened the show with, like, here it is. We're going to talk to the 343 Industries, man. And yes, Halo, the Master Chief Collection, is coming to PC. Not only that, it's going to be on Steam,
mm-hmm.
as well as the Microsoft Store. It's already got a store page on Steam.
Yeah, no
price. I've already added it to my wish list.
Same here.
We don't have a date. No. That's the thing. We don't have a date. And they're selling it piecemeal. You're not going to be able to just buy it all together. You're going to have to buy each game separately.
I hope that each game isn't $50.
Right? You hope. I don't know what's going to happen on there. The pricing is going to be strange. Because this is going to kind of set the precedent, right?
Yeah.
You know?
You would think, you know, like the first game that Reach is the first one they're coming out with,
right? And which would be more recent than if they released just regular Halo.
Yeah.
And you would think a game like Halo being released should probably come in at like the $10-$15 mark.
But all right, so even if it's $10, right, per game, then what you have Reach,
that's dreaming a little. I think.
1, 2, 3, ODST, What else? Was it those five?
It's 1, 2, 3, ODST, and Halo 4, plus Reach.
Oh, 4, 2?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so six games.
Yeah.
So even if it's...
$60.
$60.
Which is the tie, which is, that, you know...
All right. That's about, I think, the Xbox One... it was around there, wasn't it?
Master Chief Collection was $60.
About full price.
Yeah.
So, all right.
It was full price, and you got all these games.
Did
actually,
you get four in that one as well?
You didn't get everything.
Okay.
You got the promise that when these other games release, you'll get those.
Yeah.
But you didn't get everything. Halo 5 is not included in the Master Chief Collection.
No.
So, yeah. The PC version of Halo Master Chief comes in stages, each game released individually in chronological order rather than all of them together in one big bundle. Halo Reach will be first, followed by Halo Combat Evolved, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST. This has campaign in parentheses.
Hmm.
That doesn't necessarily worry me, because we could co-op campaign.
Yeah.
But that firefight mode, whatever that was, the do the waves, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then Halo 4. 343 Industries said that the staggered schedule will enable it to ensure that each game is right, because if you remember right, when Master Chief Collection released on Xbox One, broke. With PC standard features including FOV sliders, 4K resolution, and ultra-wide monitor support, adjustable frame rates, and remappable keys. Beyond their initial launch, the games will evolve and grow over time with community input. We're embarking on a journey. Pricing and release dates haven't been announced, but it's great and a little surprising that Master Chief Collection will be on Steam. Halo is a full-on Microsoft series, but not having to deal with that mess of a digital storefront makes the announcement more exciting. More information will be revealed this weekend at South by Southwest and in the lead-up to the launch at Halo Waypoint.
If it's $20 a piece, I don't see spending $120. That's rather pricey. You know, if they do it, I mean, like you say, they do it individually. Unless, of course, they do, I mean, but I don't think they're going to do, like, you know, just buy the season pass.
It's a staggered release, though, so.
Kind of like episodic, you know, pass.
But how, they're not clear on how.
The pricing.
No, on how often they're going to get released.
Yeah.
You know? This could be a sense where you paid $20 now, and you don't have to pay another 20 until 6, 8 months later, maybe.
Yeah, but still, overall, 120 for all six games, that's... I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a series of games that you really enjoy. Where we've gone through the iterations of them. And I can't think of anything that has longevity to it, but let's take Battlefront. You paid full price for that game when it released. You paid full price for Battlefront 2 when it released. Battlefront 3, you're probably there day one as well, depending. I would imagine you're closer to be there than not on anything else.
All right. Well,
but I'm just saying, over time, you'll have paid.
But, all right, say like the Uncharted series.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I bought all the originals when they were released.
You bought 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yes. And then also I did get the collectors, whatever, the remake on PS4.
Yeah.
Right? But if they would have done the collectors on PS4 as, you know, instead of like having it the way it was, like what, $50 per, well, I guess that. But that's different because those games.
You walked right into my point, didn't you? Walked right into it.
Shoot. But those were only three games instead of six. I don't know.
No, I mean, that's true. Those were only three games instead of six.
I would be happy doing $60, throwing it down, done. Mm-hmm. Here's all the games. Just let me download them as they come out.
Yeah.
Like how Hitman did, the first Hitman did the episodic, right? You could buy them individually as they come out, but I went ahead and just bought the whole thing, and now I'm like, yeah, I'll play this one level and then just wait for whenever, a couple months down the road. I'd be happy with that. I'll throw down the money right now and just buy the whole thing and not have to worry about it.
That would be nice. Maybe
as they get released, hey, yeah. I got a new download. Download done.
They might implement something like that. But then again, you're stuck with what's the price that they're going to offer. What's your, you know?
If they did it like that, then man, I could see $60. But can you see like a one time 120? I don't think people would quite go for that.
I don't know.
Because it would have to be for all six games.
It'll probably be that discount for you buy it when you buy it in bulk.
Maybe. Usually that discount's like maybe a $10 difference.
Or, yeah.
But still less than buying them all individually. Still,
I mean, obviously, yeah. But
and also, like, can you imagine paying $20 for Halo 1? It's a good game. It was a fun game, but, like, that's a, what, 20-year-old?
On PC, I wouldn't mind paying $20 to have Halo 1.
It's a 20-year-old game.
A dated game, yes, but has it not been on the...
How much have you paid for LucasArts games?
That's different, and how dare you, sir.
How is it different? I mean, I'm not trying
no,
to...
No, I know, I know.
I'm not trying to money shame you or anything like that.
No,
we've been in this discussion before where I talk about how much... Where I've spent money on things.
And darn it, when I did buy Grim Fandango, it was about $15 for a 20-year-old game.
Yeah, right? You know.
Arg!
I bought it. It was never on a... It was always on PC, right?
Yeah.
Never on PlayStation 4 before. So, first time it was on PS4, first time I ever got
it.
Did
you play it?
I played a little bit of it.
Okay.
And then I stopped and played something else and haven't picked it up since. But still,
fair
it's
enough.
In my library. It's there. It's ready to pick up and play. Oh, by the way, think about Uncharted. When that Uncharted collection came out, it was only 1, 2, and 3 that were out at the time. And then 4 came out eventually after that.
Yeah.
And then you had, what was the one with the...
The Lost Levels?
The Lost Legacy?
Lost Legacy, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, so I picked up...
I still haven't gotten that.
I haven't played 2 and 3.
It's about $20.
What is it nowadays?
Right? It's about $20.
Yeah.
Is it
worth it? Did you play Lost Legacy?
I started it, but I haven't played it. Yeah. I would pay $20 for Halo on PC, and I tell you this for the fact that what you're getting on this one is much better than what you got. If I were to put the Gearbox version of Halo PC that came out, I don't know what year that was.
I was in England at the time, so it was around 04.
Yeah, and compare that to whatever it is that they put out with this, it's going to look a whole lot better. And there's going to be, I don't know, there's going to be better, I don't know, they're adjusting it for 4K, so I'm going to be able to play it in 1440 on my monitor there and probably have the frames, you know, whatever it is, 144 hertz, whatever. There's going to be advantages here that I didn't have when it was originally released on PC.
Yeah, true.
And it was a lot of fun to play.
And I don't think this is a direct port of the original. It's that remade in the newer engine.
No, it's the Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition is what it is that they're doing.
I just like to be
the
grumpy.
Delinquent says, look at this way. Nintendo Virtual Store tries to sell certain 30-year-old Nintendo games for $5. That's a bit steep for such an ancient game.
Mm.
It depends on what you want to play. Again, I'm not here to tell you how to spend your money or if it's better or worse for what you're paying for.
I have a friend that wants to get a Fire Emblem game from the GameCube. It's like $175.
That's just a collectibility thing, if I'm thinking if that's the case.
Now, I will say that
just the rarity and everything.
I don't think I'll actually play it. It's like convenience for if some of this is some of this, like Delink was talking about, some of it's for convenience. Like, I see a lot of old SNK classics available on the PlayStation Store for the PS4, but they're like, they average, they come out for like $8 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
But the convenience of having it for $8 on your system that you play now instead of trying to find an emulator
or break out my old PS3.
Yeah, something like that. A lot of it's for convenience to say.
Yeah.
Going to the delinquent's point is that it's hard for me to justify spending any money on NES games since I've put so many of them on my NES Classic.
That's true.
There is that.
There is a problem. I mean, there's a little bit of a difference there. I hate to say that because I'm not trying to be a cop out. Let me put it to you in a hypothetical. If there was no other way for me to play those 30-year-old NES games, and all I had to do was pay the $5 to play them, I obviously wouldn't have 600, 700 games like I do now.
No,
but I would still shell out the $5 for those games that I really had an attachment to.
Yeah, just the ones you want.
Probably not Super Mario Brothers. No. It would probably go back to, and, you know, I'm going to Mighty Bomb Jack, which I loved.
I played the original Mario Brothers. I like that one.
Kid Nicky was another one.
Oh, Radical Ninja?
Radical Ninja. Yeah.
I had that on the computer back in the day.
The other one was The Adventures of Lolo, which I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was puzzle stuff. Hudson's Adventure Island, you know.
Wonder Boy.
No, I'm not. I never played that.
Actually. No, when I hear Hudson's Adventure Island, I
said, Wonder Boy. Yeah, yeah. And so that's $5, $10, $15. That's $20, and I've gotten four games. But I'm just saying, and I probably wouldn't buy them outright like that. I would probably just scroll through and be like, "That's a good one. I'm going to buy that one." Mm-hmm. And then maybe a couple of months down the line, I'd be scrolling through the store again and be, "Oh, I forgot about that." Boom! Here's $5, mm-hmm. and I would pick it up. Yes, STM Fuller, I am. You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Who told you that lie?
If I could 3D print it, I would.
Someone's going to do that one day.
Yeah, I know. So, I would pay $20 to have Halo on PC. Mm-hmm. Halo 1 on PC. And then I would pay $20 for Halo 2, Halo 3. Halo ODST, I would pay $25. That was fun. I enjoyed so much that game playing with you guys. When we were doing that, that was a lot of fun.
Game.
And I liked the story structure, how it was kind of told in flashbacks and the way it worked. I really, really enjoyed what ODST did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We got to take a break. Sorry. Great discussion, but we got to take a break. This is bland music from American Truck Simulator. We don't use any of that European Truck Simulator here. This is American Truck Simulator, and we'll be back with more in-game chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This track is called Moonshine.
Of course it is.
It is from Farming Simulator 2019.
Folks, you should have heard the guesses that came out of Matt's mouth when we heard this one.
There's a juice harp in there.
Yeah.
Or a mouth harp is mouth also harp. Called that as well.
Yeah. Juice.
I've always called it a juice harp.
Spit harp.
Yeah. That thing hit my teeth one time, rattled. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. I can feel it in my teeth.
I've had it pinch my lip when I was coming back to when I was doing the flick thing, and I've also had it knock my teeth. It's not fun. All of our games, all of the music that we got were from the simulator games, not SimCity or anything like that, but Farming Simulator, Ship Simulator, Police Simulator. Trucking Simulator. Train Simulator is the one that's going to take us out. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, welcome back to the show. earlier, not earlier today, but earlier this week, of course, because this is what we do. We regurgitate news that happened during the week. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you've not paid attention to the news during the week.
I try not to.
We do. Gaming news. gaming news, we pay attention to it. What we got is that it seems that we're getting... I don't know exactly what this is. I don't think it's a sequel because... But it feels like a spiritual successor might be the better word with a game called Back for Blood, which is what it's the same people that worked on Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
And this one, so it was Left, the number 4, and then Dead. This is called Back, the number 4, Blood. So Back 4 Blood.
I guess they're out of the boot heel of Steam.
Yeah, Turtle Rock Studios, which started life as Valve South and developed Left 4 Dead, have a new FPS in the work. It's Back 4 Blood. It'll be published by Warner Brothers Interactive. There are very few details on this. The studio is not ready to discuss the game, really. You'll be able to shoot a lot of zombies. But they did promise that Back 4 Blood will be unique. There will be a campaign, but no PvP or Battle Royale.
No Battle Royale?
Since the studio is focused entirely on the game, it will figure out post-launch content later. However, if it is paid content like microtransactions, it wants to do something the community feels good about. Evolve was the studio's previous title, which was picked up by 2K Games during the THQ auction. The developer note said today the team was not working on Evolve 2. I remember Evolve. Back 4 Blood is being developed as a premium AAA title for PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and other platforms aren't out of the question. And, of course, we do not have a release date on this. But that's what we heard about. That's all we know.
Are zombies still a thing?
They haven't been a thing for enough time that they could come back to be a thing. I mean, they could rise from the dead.
Yeah.
There's a parallel there, because zombies really haven't been a thing for a while. I mean, they sort of have, but not as big a thing as they were.
Yeah.
Like,
aren't they in every Call of Duty?
I believe so, as a play mode and as, you know, the thing, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's gotten to the point where even the last Call of Duty, there's zombies, but there's no single player.
Used to, we had games that were strictly focused on the zombie genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you could actually look at Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yeah,
sort of carrying on that tradition, I guess, but it really hasn't been flooded like it used to be. Battle Royale seems to be the one that
taking
floods
over
the market now, but it used to be very. I mean, there was DayZ was one, and then you had what was the one that had parkour and zombies?
Oh,
Dead by it's not Dead
no,
by Day.
Dead Again, Dead
Rising?
Alive, something.
No, Dead Rising was the other one.
Dead Rising, Frank West.
There was Dead Rising, then there was Dead Island.
Yeah.
But there was, what was the one? Good Night and Good Luck. It was
Daylight,
dead,
no.
It was Dead.
I could see Dead Sunshine.
No. Dying Light.
Dying Light.
Dying Light.
Mm. We were not even
God.
Close. Thank you.
Man.
Thank you, Delinquent. That was painful, probably.
Oof. I am so sorry.
Old man memories.
This is one of those things where you're sitting, you're either listening to it on the radio or the stream, and you're
screaming
yelling
at the
it. You morons! It's Dying Light!
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I played that one. That one's actually wasn't that fun. I mean, wasn't that fun. No, it was fun. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a
I wanted
call
to get it on
minutes.
The PC, but like it was always like still $60 on the PC for the longest
time. I think I have it on PC, actually.
The longest time.
And they kept doing updates for it, too. It was actually kind of nice. So they just weren't as prevalent. They were still there. They were still making them, but they weren't as prevalent as what they used to be. Mm-hmm. And so Back 4 Blood could revitalize that, maybe. I actually don't see it doing that. I do see it being a game that people want to play and have fun with and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But do I see it shaping that and becoming a thing again? No. I see that about as much as I see the next line of Avatar movies ushering in another wave of 3D films. I don't think it'll do it.
Mm. All right, so if we didn't have the zombies and the Battle Royale, what would be the big gimmick, you know, all the gaming
fandom? World War II has died down.
Yeah.
Modern shooters have died down as far as modern day or future warfare shooters, that sort of thing. What would be the thing?
Because like before the zombies is the World War II.
Yeah.
That was the big, everyone's making those. Then everyone started making the zombies. Then, these things go in chunks.
I know. Well, everybody tried to copy WoW as well.
Yeah.
Back when that was a thing. So what would be, if it wasn't Battle Royale right now, what would we have?
Or what would you want?
Oh, what would I want?
Ooh, that might be an interesting thing. Like, what would you want, like, a big, like, the next big push?
That's a good question. I would want more co-op of whatever
story,
it is.
Story co-op?
Story co-op, or even, there was just before the Battle Royale, I say just before, but something that sort of kind of skimmed over was the wave fighter type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mass Effect 3 had it.
Yeah.
And Gears of War had a really good implementation of it in Gears of War 2 and I think 3, maybe even 5. I don't know, but they had a nice thing where it's like, okay, you're going to play in waves. Splinter Cell Blacklist had some co-op waves.
Terrorist Hunt, whatever.
Yeah, there was waves of enemies that would come in, and so you would fight.
Dead Space had a wave thing, too.
A wave?
Yeah, didn't they?
Waves of enemies and then you'd whatever. The one in Splinter Cell was nice because once you completed a certain number of waves, it was like, okay, you can take your winnings and be done, or you can risk it and play the next round.
Next level, yeah.
Yeah, and then you would just keep doing that, and it would get tougher and tougher. And the more you did it, the better stuff you would get and the more points and everything else. But, of course, if you failed...
We're going to begin. Borderlands had that with Moxie's.
It would drop back down to whatever the tier was.
Yeah,
Borderlands
had that. Moxie's Underdome Riot.
Yeah.
I remember that. Or Mr. Torque's DLC for that. A wave in, but I'm trying to remember a wave in Dead Space. What
I thought there was like
bonus mode or something. Because I never played the multiplayer.
Yeah, the multiplayer. Yeah.
Okay, I never played Dead Space for multiplayer. I just played it strictly for story. Multiplayer stuff I avoided on that altogether. So
yeah,
that's probably why I don't remember anything about that.
I look at what the delinquent just said, and I think obviously it would go to, if we didn't have this, I think we would have a more prominent feature of the free-to-play stuff, which we already do.
Yeah.
But it might not be centered around Battle Royale. It might be centered around something else, but it would be completely free-to-play with a bunch of, like, here, pay this to do this, pay this to do this.
And, the people in the chat room, they're saying that, those things, the gimmicks or they're horrible. Yeah. I agree.
They stifle creativity.
Seems like that's what inevitably we get.
Maybe they don't stifle creativity.
So like, for me, I wouldn't mind I wouldn't mind seeing stuff that is brought back that's sort of long dormant, like flight sims, flying. I miss that. There's just not that much around. Mm-hmm. Or
I don't know that there's not that much around. Aren't there plenty of flight sims on PC?
Well, but yeah, you got to go to the PC. But
That's the only, where would you want to play?
Or like an arcade.
Flight sims on console?
Or even like,
you mean like Afterburner stuff?
Or,
that's not a sim.
Crimson Skies.
It's fun.
That was
that's
a
not
lot
a sim
of fun.
Either.
No, it's not a sim, but like some kind of flight. I like flying. Or just different, I wish.
Pilot an X-Wing in your Battlefront. That's Crimson Skies. Without a propeller.
It's
there.
Yeah. Or like for me, one of the things that I wish kind of would been flushed out a little bit better than I think the implementation was the Assassin's Creed multiplayer, like that idea. Not in that game, not in that setting.
Oh, well, if you want to go that route, then yes.
But like a,
the multiplayer for Assassin's Creed, while nobody wanted it, got something really good out of it.
But like have
but
that
not
like
for very long.
That idea of like, you have people here and someone you have a target to assassinate, or like the ship kind of did that, but
the ship did it, and
if they could do it like a better way.
What was it called? Spy something?
Yeah. House, wasn't there like a house party thing? Like,
no, it was called Spy something. I can't remember. It was
Spy Academy?
No, it was in development for the longest time. I'm going to watch the chat room this time before somebody,
yells at you.
Yeah, because I can't remember what it was called, but yeah. But it was Spy something. But that was
the
whole
thing.
Kind
of idea of like, people just sort of doing their thing and then like one, you know, yell, oh, I have a target. And the
doesn't Hitman have that?
Well,
in its multiplayer?
I think.
Or is it ghost mode or something?
The ghost mode? I haven't done it.
I don't know. I can't remember.
But I think. I'm not sure how ghost mode. I think you're both going after the same target. And who could do it
first?
It's
unique, and that's interesting.
It is interesting.
I really wanted the Nemesis system to kick off, but that just didn't.
Yeah.
I liked the idea behind it. I even liked some of the implementation of it, but it just never kicked off like I was hoping it would.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of good things with that. And to link with, to your point, I was going to say that, yeah, it doesn't necessarily stifle creativity, but it's like, well, let's make our version of this and do it. But it, any version of
The popular in trend
of what it is unless I don't necessarily want to play it. Like, WoW took off and did very, very well. And so people said, well, let's make an MMO out of our game. But no, they wanted to, they tried to be like WoW and they just couldn't measure up. And it was horrible because if WoW is doing it as well as they're doing it, people are just going to play WoW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Apex Legends is doing it as well as they're doing it, people are just going to play Apex Legends. There's Fortnite will be around. Don't worry about it. But it's less now PUBG and Fortnite as it is now Fortnite and Apex Legends. Not so much even, I say not so much PUBG, but even what's his name? The Brandon whatever guy. He let go of the IP. He got out of that, I think. He moved on from that. Player Unknown, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think he even left that. So one is always going to, something else is going to come along and take the thunder. There was a thing I had here talking about these the Battle Royale games. That ninja guy, EA paid him $1 million.
Oh my goodness.
To stream Apex Legends.
Jeez.
This dude got $1 million. Citing an anonymous source, there was a report published today saying that EA paid Ninja $1 million to play Apex Legends and tweet about it the day after the game launched on February 4th. Ninja has over 13 million followers on Twitch, meaning that anything he streams will get an astronomical amount of exposure. That said, even by Ninja's standards, $1 million is a significant chunk of change. In December, he told CNN he makes $500,000 per month and a lot more in a good month. Kotaku was not able to independently confirm the report, but two people who have worked with Ninja said he was paid $600,000 for one event last year. Those people who requested anonymity because they were not authorized to speak about the deal asked that we not name the event. When asked for comment, Ninja did not reply, and while EA declined to go into specifics, an EA rep did tell Kotaku that the company had a multi-part marketing program that included paid engagements with some content creators at the launch of the game, as we look to quickly introduce the game to the world. However, they said that the paid streams were short-lived. After midday on February 5th, the day after release, all Apex Legends streaming from content creators was completely organic.
Chose the wrong career path.
Right? Right, Apex Legends is not the greatest, but it is better than most in the genre. I agree. Competition can fuel creativity in that regard, but I think when you're picking one gimmick, one trend, there's only so many ways to deviate from that trend
and still get
before you've tapped it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or until you've deviated too far, where
deviate enough to where you've created something entirely new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that becomes its own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we were talking about earlier about lack of competition. Yeah. We said that about Madden. And we were talking about that with Madden in the chat room.
Yeah.
When EA bought that exclusivity deal with the NFL. Yeah, we said.
Sony has its exclusivity with the MLB.
With baseball. But no one tried to make a. For football, video games are very competitive. And when that exclusivity deal came out with 2K5.
Mm-hmm.
After 2K5 cut into their anniversary edition of Madden,
yeah,
and they got that deal, and then the competition and the quality of the game just went downhill, because when Madden 06 came out, it was a grease fire when it first came out,
yeah,
and it was no good.
I wouldn't mind like a tactical shooter,
mm-hmm,
like a good tactical like SWAT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we could get like something like SWAT 5, That, you know,
we do have something coming out. I posted a trailer for it.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it's called, but it was very comparative to being a
but
SWAT
is that like,
5 thing.
I'm trying to remember if that was more of a like PvP or is it PvE?
It's PvE.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a PvP game.
Okay, because like that's why I didn't get into Rainbow Six Siege because like.
No. No, this was a.
I want like
this was
know.
A group of 4 to 5 players.
Yeah.
Tactically, you know. Doing
their thing. Yeah. I want that old lady screaming about not my son. You know, like that moment.
Yeah, I know what
again.
You're saying.
That was fun.
We
that
all want
like,
that again.
Yeah,
we miss that. We all want it. So, we are going to, I guess, have to stop there. We have come.
What we also want is to thank our listeners.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Everybody who showed up in the chat room again, AC Wraith, A New Hope, 93 Me, Banana Nine, and Commander Root, Evans 04111, Joby Essen, Lethal Migraine, Random Man X, Slow Cool, Steven Van Damme, Tade, I think, The Delinquent, VNK, and Virgo Pros. Thank you so much for joining us in the chat room.
Always
go make a name
cool.
on Twitch and join our chat, and I'll read yours as well. Thank you to everybody that is listening. Thanks to Chris for calling in every week as well. If you want to, you know, get our show, it's on iTunes. We also upload it to YouTube. It'll be up there tomorrow morning by like 11 or whenever I get up. We really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're on Steam. Join our Steam group. We've got a Discord as well. Just have a good week, and we will see you next Saturday. This is music from Train Simulator 2015. The menu music for that. Very bland. We'll see you next week, next Saturday. Matt, you're not here next Saturday, right?
No.
Okay. So be me and RJ, and maybe I can get Sarah to come down. So see you guys next week.